Disappointed not to win it in the end.
Very much. And I think in the balance of play, I think we had the better opportunities overall. But never an easy place to come. Annan, very well organised, always cause you a threat. Physical side, conditions weren't any better than the last time, really, than what we came down there. But, you know, we're disappointed not to close the gap any further than what we have done. But with eight, 9 games to go now, there's still a lot of football to play for, a lot of points to play for. And, you know, I think there's a lot of stories still to unfold. You'll get ones there where there'll be disappointment, there'll be failure. And then you also have ones where, you know, where you get remarkable stories where people have come out from nowhere. The one I always like to emphasise is the Swedish side, Östersund, who, you know, were fourth bottom tier, now playing in the top tier and in Europe, etc. And they're fantastic stories, and everybody wants to see that for the underdogs, and we're no different. I mean, you know, nine games ago, prior to today's game, we're sitting 21 points, sitting at the bottom of the league, off the fourth place position, where Stenhouse will find themselves now. 9 games later, we find ourselves up a few positions up the league, and we find ourselves 9 points behind them going into today's game, 8 now. So we've just got to try and keep the momentum that we have and try and write our own story, and see exactly where it takes us. As I said there's a lot of people fighting for the same prizes at this minute in time, and it's a very, very competitive league. And as I says there, I thought that we could have perhaps, you know, been a little bit more, when I say ruthless in front of goals, there weren't clear-cut chances, although I felt Martin McNiff, you know, he just had to be a little composed. If you ever want anybody in that situation, it's not your centre-half, is it? It's probably, you know, one of your attackers. But as I said there, we knew that they would come at us in the second half with the wind that they had, and it was important that we pressed the game high. It was important we try and keep them outside our box with the threat of Big Henderson. I thought we'd done that very, very well. Although he does pick up a ball 35 yards out, and you're saying, well, go take a strike for there, and he hits it right in the corner. So as I say, that 1-0, you've got something to hold on to there, but we then had to go and try and win the game again. And I thought we'd have done that, and I thought we created good chances to do that, but it wasn't to be. So we just bounce again, dust ourselves down, and try and close that gap again on Tuesday.